This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So here's a tiny treat for you. A podcast that's never more than 7 minutes long, even with the credits. It's produced by WNYC Studios, which also produces us, but we would never steer you towards something we didn't really, really like. It's called 10 Things That Scare Me. Each episode is just a person, maybe famous, maybe not, listing his or her fears. 10 of them, some small, like rats, some weird, like big eyes, some apocalyptic. Somewhere in the series is Brooke. The producers asked her what scared her, and for some reason, she told them. So now, you get to hear them.
The problem is, most of what I've ever done in my life is motivated by fear. It's like a big dust storm of fear. And you're asking me to pick out 10 little motes or something. And then, of course, there's all the fears that you don't even realize that you have. I once went to this anesthesiologist / therapist who used a technique where he would put you under just to the point where you would have no memory of what you said and it would be unmediated by anything social. I went in there for various complaints about work and the way I live my life. And then when I went under, the first thing I said was, I can't sleep unless the kids are home. And the kids are 33 years old. That is not something that I am aware of continually, but it was the first thing that came out of my mouth after the drug started to work. In our pre-drug discussion, he said, well, you know, there are certain things you can't control. And I said, of course I know that. What do you think, I'm nuts? And then under the drug, he said, you know, there are things that you can't control. And I said, not true. I can control it if I just focus hard enough. One, fear that something bad will happen to my kids. Two, fear that something bad will happen to Fred. Three, fear that I will be revealed as an imposter. I know a lot of people have that. Four, fear of failure. You know, when I started as a reporter, I didn't really know anything at all about journalism. I would leave with my boss, you know, at 6:30 or so, and it was in Washington, and I'd go down the DuPont Circle subway. And when he was out of range, I would go back to the office and get driven home by Melvin, who operated the elevator in that building, and he was off at 1. I sort of snuck around like this because I didn't want him to know how hard I was struggling to figure out how to write a lead and how to organize things. That degree of, you know, working through the night thing, I mean, if I could choose, it wouldn't be my process. But I've always worked full bore, not because I love it, but because of fear.
Door's opening.
Five. Fear of loss of control. I have a kind of long-standing, age-old fear of finding myself broke and sitting on a curb with a bottle of Thunderbird in a brown paper bag. That's, Seven. and this is a big one, boredom. So much in my life has been motivated by boredom. I make choices based on this terrible fear of boredom. The second that I get bored, I start to screw up as a way to remove myself from the situation that is boring me. 8, fear of running out of time. I have a lot to learn about how to live before I die. I mean, everything that is good in my life is so good, and it is a tragedy, but even more, it's a crime. It's practically immoral that I can't see that every moment of every day. 9, fear that I will never conquer being afraid. 10, I know the numbers tell us that this is a kinder, better place than it's ever been, but I fear that the democratic experiment may be coming to an unsuccessful conclusion. And this brings me back to fear 1. I'm really scared about what's going to happen to the kids. It's interesting. Once I asked Margaret Atwood, who's a number of years older than I am, isn't she worried about what's going on with the environment? And she said, you know, it's funny. People are always asking me if I'm worried. Sure, I'm worried what's going to happen to people, but there's nothing I can do anymore. So what's the point in being worried? Wow, there's something to strive for when I get to my 70s. I'm Brooke Gladstone, and here are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Bathtub hair. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
Are you going to edit this? Can I edit it? Please.
So that's one whole episode of 10 Things That Scare Me. See? Tiny. It's a tiny podcast about our biggest fears. You can listen to a whole bunch of them. New episodes every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Just go to 10thingspodcast.org. That's the number 10.